me a flute and a gun that shoots tailgates and substitutes. Strap yourself to a tree with roots. You ain't going nowhere.
Ooh-wee, ride me high. Tomorrow's the day my pride's gonna come.
Genghis Khan, he could not keep all his kings supplied with sleep. We'll climb that hill, no matter how steep, when we get up to it.
Ooh-wee, ride me high. Tomorrow's the day the pride's gonna come. Oh, oh, are we gonna fly down in the easy chair?
Probably somewhere, Robin. Don't worry about it. You seemed to be so.
I was gonna play all of the like a whole bunch from there.
Well, you still may. It's probably in one of the rooms. It's all good. It's all good. We'll find it. Take my hand. The lovely Sean is going to be having a show of some sort. Would you call it Mantis Cabinet, Sean?
I reckon I'd call it something about that there.
Isn't it awesome? It does all those voices. It sounds like five different people, but it's not. Sean or one of his buddies is going to be on the Mantis Cabinet show from 3 to 4. Alex, you might catch next week. I got one more song. Is that okay? I'm looking to go home early. Is that okay, Reverend?
I reckon they're pretty good there.
This is Bunker Hill. I love this song, and I dedicate it to my lady. Take care.
In my heart, you can't make me stop loving her. You can't make me stop loving her. You can't make me stop loving her. In my heart, you can't make me stop loving her. You can't make me stop loving. No, no, you can't make me stop loving her. You can't make my baby leave me. Hey, no, you can't make my baby leave me all alone. No, no, you can't make my baby leave me. She knows how to love me and she pleases me. You can't make me down my baby in my heart. Oh, one more time. You can't make my baby doubt me. You can't make my baby doubt me. You can't make my baby doubt me. No, you can't.
On the Vancouver release label called Attraction Industries. That last one with the Bunker Hill. Next double we have more on the CITR, the radio, 101.9 there. Thank you.
You're not dog that way, you're just a boy.
And that last track that we had there was the Ice Age Band from an upcoming release called The New Brigade. Mm-hmm. They're from the Denmark. Mm-hmm. Before that, the band that we had was a band called Bless Your Grave. That is a 7-inch that they did on 4-3 labels there called Release the Bats, Grotesque Modern, and Nail in the Coffin. The band is called Bless Your Grave. That's B-L-E-S-S-U-R-E, Grave. And the name of the song that we heard was Take It to Your Grave. You can get that over at the Audio Pile Records on there, up there on the commercial. And the track that we had there before, that was the Port Queen with the track called The Europe Logic. That's also from 7-inch from the 1993 year. The next song that we have up is the Michio Kurahara. That is Japanese artist going in there. And the album is from the album called The Last Cicada, like the bug that you see that does the whisper during the summertime. The song is called The Pendulum on a G String, but he is not referring to the stripper's thong. He is referring to the Mozart or the Bach song that is something about the G String. I think about the pendulum. He means the musical string, not the underwear pants there. I hope that you like this. There's also an album that the Michio Kurahara has with the band The Boris, both as Japanese artists. Although I am just now learning to accept their apology for World War II. Mm-hmm. Thank you. on the CITR radio on the 101.9. Filling in for the Mantis Cabinet radio show. That's my story now.
...2011 marks the 25th anniversary of the Dr. Sun Yat-sen Chinese Garden since opening in 1986.
The Dr. Sun Yat-sen Chinese Garden is
very pleased to have been able to connect cultures and communities for the past 25 years and continue being an arts and cultural hub in the neighborhood and the city. Watch for complimentary specials on the 25th day of every month. There are also blockbuster exhibits, community events, academic conferences, and music and theater productions lined up, plus contests and giveaways. CITR 101.9 FM is proud to be a year-long partner as the Garden celebrates its 25th anniversary. For more information, visit www.vancouverchinesegarden.com.
Show your Friends of CITR card or simply mention that you heard about the garden on CITR to receive $2 off admission.
So I'm taking the Kaiser Blade. Some folks call it a slang blade. I call it a Kaiser Blade. And I hit my mother upside the head with it. Killed her.
Well, I hope that you'll be checking out the Sun Yat-sen Garden there. It's a nice place. They've cleaned it up a lot. They've gotten some of the bad people out of there. And that last song that we had was also the Pork Queen. Also from the Gunmen, 7-inch. The song was called The Europe Logic. The next track that we're going to have for you is by The Cattle Decapitation. They are militant, a vegan band, and this is from a 7-inch that they have recorded by themselves as artists, and it's called The 10 Torments of the Damned. And if you're out there driving around in your car and you're thinking of getting a slushy, perhaps you should think you should go to the pawn store and go ahead and get yourself a baseball bat and start breaking up yourself and breaking up your life. You're going to need some time to think down there, I reckon. But this next one is from The Cattle Decapitation.
We'll be right back. Now that's the first real piece of talent I've heard on this side of the album.
In all due respect, Jesse Ventura, I couldn't help but detect a little falsetto on the part of Jimmy Hart during the course of that particular tune.
I'm thinking that.
Voice range.
Huh, well, wait till you hear the voice range of our next artist, all 300 plus pounds of him.
Oh, you gotta be talking, Vince, about none other than Captain Lou Albano.
You gotta be kidding. What is Captain Lou Albano gonna do? Strum the rubber bands on his face?
All right, standing by is the capper, Captain Lou's History of Music.
Last one that you had there was the Broken Water Band, and we have some special guests here to talk about it. The name of the song there was The Mother. That is on a 7-inch. They are from Olympia. The 7-inch has two songs, and the other one is called The Boyfriend Hole. That band just came through here. I think you can order that one off of their record label from the band website. But we have some special wrestling guests here, including Gene Okerlund, Jesse Ventura, Nikolai Volkov, and we have one special guest here in the studio to do a live track for us up here in Canada, just to make sure that we are still being the real Americans, I reckon. And I'm going to invite our guests on now that they got all their instruments ready to play in the rock band for the music of the people of the Vancouver town. They could be listening. And how did you feel about that last track there, Jesse? Jesse.
Right! Is that something? Dog getting down!
If I could expostulate just momentarily on the virtues of Junkyard Dog, I think he can sing as good as he can wrestle.
Even you had to be impressed, Jesse.
Let me tell you what it sounded like.
A mouthful of grit spewing out at the microphone.
Hey, Jesse Ventura, there is a new artist out called Derringer. Have you heard about it?
It's dedicated to the all-American Jesse the Body.
No. It's dedicated to Mike Rotundo and Barry Windham.
Well, let me just say this, then. Derringer should have stayed buried with rock and roll hoochie-goo.
And on the contrary, Jesse Ventura, the name of the song is Real American, the artist Derringer.
I'm a real American. I'm a real American.
I am a real American. Mm-hmm. Fight for the rights of every man. I am a real American. Fight for what's right. You gotta take
Well, and I would say there that the live show had never sounded so good ever before. The next artist that we have up is going to be the Ratas del Vaticano with a song called Toda Autoridad Es Una Broma Que No Me Hace Reír. But before we're going to get into some of that stuff, we're going to have another 7-inch lined up for you here pretty good. That one is going to be off the Sweet Rock Music label. It is by the artist of the UV Race from the Australian Nation. The name of the song is called Acid Trip. That is for the people who like to take drugs and say that the Vietnam War was bad, but it was good. And this next up song that we're going to have is from a local band that was called St. Jeswa and the Christless Righteous. This here was recorded at the Night Prison recording studio here. And the recording sounds real good. And you were able to catch the band here at the Music Waste Festival. This song is called Immer. And the band is going to be releasing another album of their first release pretty soon here. I don't know what label going to be doing it, but it's called St. Jeswa, the Christless Righteous, and the name of the song is called Immer. Thank you.
Scratch Records presents A Night of Music at the Interurban Gallery 1 East Hastings on June 10th. Performing that night are Himalayan Bear, who just finished up a tour with new pornographer Catherine Calder, Prairie Cat, who will be debuting material off his upcoming album, and Chris Horrific from Parts Unknown and the Bible Belts will also be playing. All ages welcome, doors open at 9 p.m, advance tickets are $8 from Red Cat, Scratch or Zulu Records, or it's $10 in at the door.
Good one. On my way to New Orleans, I was open Aberdeen, on my way to New Orleans. Them Aberdeen women told me it was about my gasoline. Hey, two little women that I ain't never seen. There's two little women that I ain't never seen. These two little women just from New Orleans. I'm sitting down in Aberdeen with New Orleans on my mind. I'm sitting down in Aberdeen with New Orleans on my mind. Well, I believe them Aberdeen women gonna make me lose my mind. But the men don't want me around. Aberdeen is my home, but the men don't want me around. They know I would take these women and take them out of town. Listen, you Aberdeen women, you know I ain't got no dime. Listen, you women, you know I ain't got no dime. They been had deep, oh boy, oh, hobble down.
On the Christ Records label, the name of the band is called The Snipers. That track there was called Nothing New from the 7-inch 3-piece suite. Could pick that up there at Scratch Records. The guy from the Beelines there showed me that record. So much thanks to him. Pretty good there. That's a good one. Before that track that we had just now was a band called The Book of White. Maybe that's just the name of the man. Well, the song was called Aberdeen, Mississippi Blues. It's about mean women's. And the next song that we're going to have is from the Hozak Hookup Singles Club. It's called Timmy's Organism. And the name of the song is called Scum Revolution. I hope that you really like that one there.
Yeah! computer. Write me a handheld letter. Stick it to that falsetto. Got a nuclear stiletto. What a joke. Oh, what a lie. What's all this up in smoke? I ain't terrified. Other side has money on the brain. On their knees they bow to a false prophet god. It's a slavery, corruption, human corruption. I will
before that gets off too cheesy there, we had to shut that off. Next up, we're gonna shut the show up. But if you want, stay tuned for Robin. She should have a good show on the rib here for you. I just wanted to thank you for joining me. This is my first time out of the jail to have a radio show, and it's been hard not being able to go to any of the children's establishments that I was able to go to. I don't like not being able to get pizza at Chuck E. Cheese. I am entitled to get the pizza if I want to. Next up, we have the band Shearing Pinks of the local Vancouver Music Time. This is from their Blood Club 7-inch. I really like this one, and it is followed by a song by Stamina Mantis from also the Blood Club compilation. There are two Blood Club 7-inches available with local bands. Be sure to get the third and fourth, which is coming out soon. Thank you for sticking on in there. Yeah, get it in there. That's not right.